and far too much has been said about loss of franchise. So tonight it was just one of those games where nice to see everybody and go out on a high.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just good to check in with people I've not seen for a very long time, and just find out where they're at in life, although I do keep in contact with the majority of the girls. So yeah, very relaxed, enjoyable evening.
And when you announced there was going to be the goodbye Jets game, I bet your phone went mad saying, please pick me, I'll happily make whatever night you
want
free. Yeah,
we did actually. It was overwhelming, the amount of people that wanted to be involved, and a ticket sold out within 24 hours. So, yeah, it's quite overwhelming when you see that support.
And you're going to be pretty busy with your elite performance tonight.
Yeah, so I've set up some elite netball centres to replace the RPA that Yorkshire Jets brought in place, because we've got over 200 girls involved in that programme, and it would be a shame now to say, well, you know, that development's not needed anymore. Of course it is, just 200 girls that want to play netball in Yorkshire. So I think we're going through a process of being able to keep a similar service going till what's going to happen next evolves.
And the nice thing is as well, you'll be there, you will have seen these girls from a young age, and again you'll get a chance to see them develop.
Yeah, I mean, I said earlier, I've worked through generations of netballers now. I feel quite old, so I've looked, you
surely
know,
not.
I've looked after, you know, Lucy Harris and Rosie Harris is coming through, the same with Lauren Potter and Amy Potter, Rachel Shaw, Jess Shaw, you know, so there's definitely a legacy here that building on players, and you know, it's something that we're keen to continue.
And I mean, you even see people like Nat who just signed for Wasps as well, things like that, and they're all part of the Jets legacy.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. I mean, I think the thing is for us is that while we didn't do that well last year as a team, because they were a young team, in a lot of respects, I think people have seen the individuals that we've got and the potential that they can bring to a strong unit. So, you know, there's loads of players that I could name. Natalie Panagari, who was here from the start, who's gone on to play for Loughborough in the national squad. You know, some of the names you've touched on, and you know, they've said to me that they'll never forget Jets, for all the work that they've put into them previously to making those steps forward,
which is extremely nice as a coach as well.
Yeah,
take that with you.
Yeah, it is. I think the worry for us now is, you know, Jets was a breeding ground for young players. You know, we got them at 18, 19, gave them that valuable experience that they needed, and then they're in a position to go to probably more established franchises. I think we'd probably shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit because we didn't go for a quick fix, we went for a long term outcome, and clearly that's not what the game is about at the moment.
Is it a bit disappointing that fans local to Leeds will now have to maybe go that little bit further just
yeah,
to see a Super League?
I mean, I think the problem is, I mean, I was speaking to a parent the other week who said that they stumbled on Super League netball. Somebody mentioned it to them and they said, yeah, it sounds like fun, it's 20 minutes up the road, let's go. And then they ended up buying a season ticket and loving it. But so them accidental kind of viewings on Super League netball in Yorkshire are not going to happen now. They're going to be a thing of the past. And I think to do a 3-hour round trip to go to either Loughborough, Northumbria or Manchester, I mean, it's a lot to ask people who just have an interest in a sport as opposed to a parent who's got an invested interest.
And I don't suppose you're allowed to have any opinion on other Super League franchises and who you fancy for the title, are you?
Oh yeah, I'll always give my opinion.
Very good.
I'm not shy. Well, I think it'd be very odd for a lot of the teams to compete with Wasps. I've seen Wasps kind of out there ahead of the game. You know, there's key players going over to the Australian League, and you know, Wasps seem to have hoovered up all the England players that have left. I don't think it would go without contest, but on paper I think they should win it, shouldn't they?
It's just one of those where until the games actually get started and finalised teams, you literally can't really see.
No,
way,
absolutely, and the combinations have got to work. You know, you can have 7 brilliant players, but if they don't fit combination-wise, then you're up against it. You know, and there's many a tale in sport where people have got good teams on paper, but then it doesn't always work out there on the court. But, you know, Tamsin's good at what she does, and I'm sure she'll get the girls whipped into shape. That's why I'm back then at the moment.
It was getting a little bit emotional, and obviously a special night, you'll remember it for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people have been asking me all week how I feel about the game, and I don't think it really kind of hit me till I got here and I saw the old girls and one or two little words in my ears from different people, and I thought, you know, this is a really special what we've done, and it's a shame that it won't continue.